All right, good morning. Hey, we're going to get rolling here, and what a great weekend, and I got to relax a little bit, and while we were relaxing, Sales Team Pro was at work with about 300,000 plus emails that went out to all of your customers and prospects. In addition to that, Sunday night, the incredible Mike Armendariz replay had 278 people on it. How about that? So we have some people that are motivated that want to make things happen. And then last night, I think we had 34 on the intro to money, and had maybe a dozen on the recruiting side. So we got to get moving on that, because you know, back in the days when I built my business and you know, set myself up, you know, which was that goes all the way back to 1996. I want you to think about how long ago 1996 was. And that year I was paid $900,000 that year, and set myself up forever. And now, 24 years later, I look at the National Leaders Bulletin, and this month I'm number 99, and I've been paid over $74,000, just a few dollars short of $75,000, 24 years later. And I want you to think about what an opportunity there is when you can be not even just barely squeaking in the top 100 and you make $75,000 for the month. Okay. So that's what we got going on here. Things are rocking like never before all across the country. And so we're going to have a good today. This morning, I'm going to continue going down optimizing. You know, Ray Binkley had found that thing from, you know, what is that? It was 1996. I'm going to show that. I think it's 96, wasn't it?
95.
Okay. And guys, things haven't changed at all. Doing the right thing for your customer and your reps are always going to be the thing you need to be doing. You need to be looking long-term, always have a long-term vision. Well, the difference now is it's much easier. I mean, back in the days, you know, we made phone calls, and the only time we could reach somebody is when they were sitting by the phone, right? And now we can hit a text, an email, we can, you know, do what we're doing right now. You realize we couldn't even do this. I mean, training like we're doing right now, back then. So you had to have offices, you had to have all the overhead and stuff like that. So think about it. We have a chance with our business now to do more business and do it for just pennies on the dollar of cost, all right, to be able to do it. And so this morning, I'm going to crank up, like I always do, the first part. And we got a whole new group of panelists that we're going to hear from. We've got some ladies that are really doing a great job and out there making it happen. So we'll get to hear some of that. So I'm gonna, you'll enjoy that. And then this week, we got an incredible lineup. So it's going to be good all the way. This week is going to be rocking. And so I'm going to pull this up, go ahead and get into my normal little starting point, and then we will take it from there. So anyway, of course, always a support at Sales Team Pro. If you have a problem, that's Lucas. He gets those things all day long, and he knocks them out instantly. We're always open to new ideas. You know, right now we're working on some landing pages, a little intro video, different things like that. So we got that kind of stuff happening. We're looking for, and we ran across it, you know, last month in August. If you're not a $100,000 earner yet, but you made 10 grand or more in August, send us an email. All right. And we want to get you on some of the programs, because you know, we want the up and comers. And if you're out there making, if you make 10 grand in a month, you're legit, and we want to hear from you, and we just want to keep building out. Chris, how far out are we now, booked, so far?
I've got through the beginning of October. I need people for October.
Okay. So starting what, maybe second week of October? Okay, so what we've done, we got this thing rolling like that. You know, that's the part that I love about the business, is the fact that, you know, all throughout the holidays and you know, we had training going on. We were able to do the reruns. Only one, Kristen gets trained every rerun, because she gets to sit in there and start it and watch it and stuff like that. But the fact of the matter is the rest of you guys, we're doing whatever you were doing. A lot of you, of course, were watching what we had on and out there working and making things happen. But if you, Kristen's the one in charge of putting together the programs. And let me tell you, we got something coming up this week. It's going to be rocking. So that's reach her that way. So if you made 10 grand or you have somebody like that, do that. So here's our September schedule. We got the Saturday kickoff, 8 a.m. Pacific. That's 150 prospecting ideas. And we've got, I don't know, how many speakers, Kristen, on that one?
I think we have 15 or 16. It might be more than 150 prospecting ideas.
Hey, how about that? Yeah, so 15, 16 people, and the idea behind this is we want to know how to get business, okay? And we narrowed it down, so we want to target three areas. You know, you've got the life sales, you got your prospect for life sales, prospect for securities, and prospect for recruiting. You're going to get 150 ideas. They're going to be coming out just boom. Here, I do this, I do that, I do this, I do that. Then on Sunday night, Ed Randall, and by the way, Ed, I did confirm Chris Howard. So we got Chris Howard and Mario Arizon on Sunday night for our training. How about that? That's coming up, and Ed will be interviewing them. And that's the millionaires. I mean, we're talking about, you know, two of the top guys. You know, Chris and I go back, man, Chris and I go back. We won over $1 million, right, about the exact same time, back in 1997 or 96, 96, I guess, 97, something like that. And Chris and I have been close friends. Then Mario and I have become friends as well. I went out and spoke at one of his events right when we kicked off Sales Team Pro. And so the point being is you're never going to do it. And then you got Ed out there doing the interview. And so we got that. Then Monday, we got Intro to Money. We got new speakers. I don't know who it is. It doesn't matter. But we got new speakers on the intro and the join the team. Then Wednesday, we got the real estate. Thursday, we got the reruns again of Mondays. And then we have the weekly fundamentals that will happen every Sunday night. And so what I would tell you is this, plug in, get your people plugged in. We've got a couple hundred hours of this stuff on that's recording right on Sales Team Pro. And when you set your goals up, you always set your goals to make sure to grow your numbers. All right. So I'm going to give you an example. You want to make sure that you have more people on Saturday morning. All right. I promise you, if you get people on Saturday morning, they're going to walk out of there and they're going to have 150 ideas on how to go find money from people. How about that? You know, all you got to do, if you want to be wealthy in Primerica, just get a check every day. It doesn't matter what kind of check you're getting. You know, now it's a direct deposit. Just get a life insurance transaction, do a security sale, get a recruit. Doesn't matter. Just go out and say, hey, good day, bad day. I always used to say that to my guys. I said, hey, did you have a good day yesterday? And they knew what that meant. That meant they got a check. All right. That's what a good day is. Anything else is BS. Okay. Did you have a good day? Yeah, I had a good day. Okay. Good day or bad day? Oh, it's a bad day. Okay. Well, you got to have a good day tomorrow, right? Because what you want to always do is be getting checks, right? Then plugging people in to all of these things will allow you and your team to get more checks. All right. All things being equal, if you know more and you do more, you will earn more. How about that? Right. I mean, so if you don't know anything and you go do stuff, you're not going to be as productive as if you know something, right? And so what you got to be thinking about is I would have my goals set up to make sure that every single Monday, every single Thursday, every single Wednesday, every single Sunday night, all these different things, I would make sure that I had people on there and I would try to grow that, all right? Because here's what I know, the more productive your people are, okay, the more knowledge that they get, the more productive they become, and the more money that you end up making. That's September, okay? So now I want to show you a couple things that we've come up with. You know, we talked about it. We got the explainer video, and this is Lucas has done this. I'm going to show you this, and then also the life insurance landing page. We're going to let these things out in another week. I'm going to get some, you know, input from people, and our explainer video is, this is the first cut, and just to give you some idea, I told Lucas to get this together. Lucas, this is kind of stuff that we have going on in the background. I talked to Bree and Steve and Lucas. They worked on these landing pages. I've had no input in this other than to tell them what I want. All right. Now, I want to say this to you because what you want to do is you want to work on making sure that you're always attracting quality people that take care of things. And then you have a life that is a fun life. You do your part. Your part is to be maybe the visionary or the whatever it is, but you got to have people following up and making this happen. So I want to show you real quick, this quick little intro video that Lucas put together. And let me see, let's go to Safari. And let's see this. So this is Lucas's thing. And I think it's pretty daggum cool. Okay, so watch this. It's only 30 seconds. All right.
Have you taken the time to really learn how to make your money work for you? Now's the time to take the next step in securing your financial future with our 12-part series, Fix Your Finances, hosted by the country's top financial advisors. Plus, it's 100% free with no obligation. Once you register, you'll receive our 12-part course via email over the next 30 days. Sign up today and get your financial future on track. It's 100% free and there's no obligation.
All right, so that is just a quick start. You know, of course, this is our promo draft one. We're just playing with it, that kind of deal. But the idea is we're going to have this as something that will tell a little bit more. And Luke and I talked about it. We're going to get in more details about each aspect, each of the 12 classes, that kind of thing. But we're just starting with it. It's something that, you know, hey, is it going to make more people want to come to it? We'll see, right? And you know how you find out about it? You try it. You test it. You try to get more attendance. All I know is this, the more people you have plugged in there, the more money you're going to make. How about that? And so we got that. The life insurance landing page, let me show you that real quick. All right. And hold on 1 second. Where's the life insurance page? This is the life insurance landing page that we put together. The intention is we're going to have all of the landing pages for every single product and every single part of the product. So then you can, if you want to do some prospecting, you send out the landing page about life insurance and send it out to your database. It's got 700 people in it, and you need to make 700 presentations all with a push of a button. Okay. Or you turn around and you say, well, let's talk about Vivint, or let's talk about home and auto, or maybe college for your kids, or, you know, getting an emergency fund set up, that kind of thing, or get out of debt. So we're putting together, we're working all these. And then what will happen is it'll go out, it'll be in the form of an email campaign. You also will have the landing page links, and then you can get a quote or whatever it is. So we're just playing with it. This is stuff that's going on. So I want to show you that while we're getting rolling here. So now let's get back into stop share, and we're going to share again, and I'm going to get into kind of our thoughts for the day. And so anyway, we got that happening. So with that being said, you know, I've been on this little roll here for the sake of it about staying focused on the big picture, all right, and beginning with the end in mind, and that's your strategic objective. I hope by now, you know, what the idea of what I do on Tuesday is to support the mindset that would go along with you having a long-term thinking, and it would support the mindset of understanding why Sales Team Pro is part of that long-term thinking. Because once you understand that, you know, your sphere of influence, people that trust you, like you, that's your business, all right? That is the group of people that are going to refer you. They're going to be loyal to you. You're going to have – and what we want to do is consistently expand that center of influence. And the way you do it is providing great value. So you have a big picture thinking to myself, wow, you know, I'm going to end up, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I'm going to have all of this effort that's going to stack on top of each other. All right. And so this year will stack on next year. This month will stack on that, stack on next month. And then one day you're going to have the dream. What's the dream? Well, the dream is to, you know, be able to go do the things you want to do. You know, I've played golf like 80 times in the last 12 months. All right. And, you know, I normally would be traveling, but I hadn't been this year because of the pandemic. But the fact of the matter is this: freedom, time, money. Okay. That's what the goal is. Does that make sense? Time and money. All right. And then how do you go about doing it? Your e-method. All right. And what Ray sent me, we're going to start, Ray, I think what I'm going to do next, starting next week, is maybe go through that 35 pages that we put together, that put together back, like, you know, 25 years ago. And you guys will be blown away to see the way it evolved. Okay. Into the thinking back then. And I had a goal. Okay. And my goal was to be, have a business that had successful people making money, that had low drag on me. So I don't have to worry about it. It just keeps happening, you know, it keeps on going. And I wanted to have a business that, that served me, not me serving the business. I want, and the business, I wanted to have a business that was separate from me. I want to have a life and a business. When I'm in my business, I have my business. But when I have a life, I'm not sitting there having my business interrupt my life. Does that make sense? I want my business to complement my life, not interrupt it. All right. And so to do that, I wanted to have a starting picture. And then the e-myth had to be document the thing. Okay. And if you go back and when you guys see what we're going to, we go over, all of that was the end documentation that I learned to do long, long time ago. All right. And so now what's happening, we're talking more and more about that. I'm going to keep talking about it. So then we talk about optimizing, make the best or most effective use of a situation, opportunity, or resource to make as perfect, effective, or as functional as possible. Think through that, guys. Rearrange or rewrite to improve efficiency of retrieval or processing, whatever it is. All right. So what we're doing is we're going down the mindset of optimizing, getting the most out of the most. We're going to take the assets that we have, okay, and we're going to optimize them. And those assets can be, you know, your credibility, your knowledge, okay, your ability, your money, okay, your resource, all every kind of resource. And we're going to optimize it, and we're going to get a little better on everything. And if you get a little better on everything, it becomes exponentially grows your business. You increase, I'm going to give you one example. If we increase our recruit to code ratio, okay, then that's going to also increase the ratio between the life license to the securities license people. All right. And then it's going to take the, it's going to increase the incomes of the people, which is going to increase the number of full-timers. It's going to increase your overrides. All right. And it's all because you optimized one part of the business. Okay. And that is you got a better recruit to code number. So, and you start thinking about it, you say, man, if it evolves out like that, and it gives me more back end money because the people are going to stick around longer, and they're going to, you know, have recurring income, all that kind of stuff. So when we grow our business, you increase your clients, increase the transaction value, increase the frequency, and increase the back end value out of each client. Now, we'll talk a little bit more today the way I view clients and customers. All right, what happens is, all right. So, and then we talked about last week the Parthenon. Okay, more customers, larger transaction, more frequent purchases. That's the mindset. So then what you do is you start building your optimized system to where you're going to get more. You're going to get more customers because you get more referrals. Okay. And you're going to have people that refer you. Okay. You're going to get referrals in a way that you never seem to understand. Okay. Because what you've done is you become a master referral, in referrals. You master that, you optimize it. Now, how can I get more? I want you to just think through this. Okay. Let's say you have 100 customers and you decide that this coming year, you're going to make it a point that you're going to get not a referral from the customer. You're going to get a transaction from the customer. Okay. So you're going to go in there and you're going to think through and you're going to say, I've got 100 customers. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a point that every single customer refers me another customer, not a name. They refer me a transaction. And if I start thinking that way, what would I do? to get that to happen? Okay. Wouldn't that be a little more specific? Okay. And asking for specific types of people. Okay. Would I be more engaged in making sure those people teed me up a little better? So when I get I don't get just names, I get a transaction. All right. I want to get 100 customers to refer me to one motivated person that becomes a recruit, right? Not just a name. And you start thinking, you say, well, if I optimize that, what would happen to my business? All right. And so what happens is you start looking at all these different areas to develop ways to get more customers. Then you go back and you say, I want to get a bigger transaction. How am I going to do that? Okay. All things being equal, I would prefer to get the $50 a month transaction to refer me also to the $500,000 transaction. How do you do that? Well, it's one way you do it. Hey, introduce me to your mom and dad. All right. Introduce me to your mom and dad. I can help them. So the $50 a month transaction becomes the $500,000 transaction. The $500,000 transaction, introduce me to your kids. Let's do a family financial workshop. So we start thinking through these things. And we start saying, man, what if I could optimize the way I ask for referrals, the way I do things, okay? So this is the idea that you build all these pillars of income that go across all different areas where you pick up a little here, you pick up a little there. That's how you go about getting it. And that whole stream of business is called this thing we talk about, the Parthenon. Most businesses continually rely on one marketing approach to grow and sustain their business. They're on the end of the diving board. They're bouncing. They got one area that they're bringing business in with. And if that area falls apart, their business goes away. One of the things, if you're going to be in Primerica, Art said this, that he's never met anyone that didn't master referral prospecting. So now, if you don't master referral prospecting, he's never seen one person succeed that didn't master referral prospecting. So, you know, go back through our Saturday on referral prospecting. That's why, you know, I like to do 4-hour blocks, 3-hour blocks on our training. I do that because when I do those kind of things, it makes you focus on one thing. And then you can listen to that over and over and over again. And before you know it, you've got so many good ideas on prospecting, so many good ideas on getting more referrals. And then what you do is you tweak them and you optimize them. All right. And, you know, we got this weekend coming up, you know, we're going to do 150 prospecting ideas. Well, the following month, I've got my topic is the best books on how to learn the business and self-improve. How about that? And we're going to book reports where we have people come in and they take a book that they think is their favorite book that had the most stuff going on and they talk about it. And guys, you'll learn more. It's going to be like you know, one of those little executive summaries that you've seen, that kind of thing. So the Parthenon strategy is you start adding all these different things, okay? And it says all it takes is one big idea. In many cases, the big idea are things that are being done in another industry that nobody does in our business because this is the way you do it in our business. And I picked up trade shows, all right, was the big idea. And I got it by being open to seeing what a trade show booth did. Next thing you know, I ended up doing malls and all that kind of stuff. That was called, I wanted to open up a retail business. And guys, you realize if you do a great job of using Sales Team Pro and following up and doing everything you're supposed to do, you will develop an inbound business. Now, what's the difference in an inbound and an outbound business? Well, if I call somebody trying to talk them into setting an appointment or whatever, even a referral, okay, that's an outbound call. An outbound call, you only set a certain percentage of them. But guys, an inbound call where they call you, it's 100%. They all set, all right? Because they've already been, there's a reason. So what you want to do is create a retail business where they come to you, not just you go to them. a direct sales business is what we're in, but you can turn it into a retail business where it comes right back to you on a regular basis. I work hard to develop a retail business. I don't want to be out there all the time trying to do it. Now, how do you do it? You got to get loyalty, and then the people come back and they refer people and they do stuff. You know, I had one of my biggest referrals. I got a text message from one of my customers and said, "Hey, a friend of mine sold a business, and I told him about you, and I want to make sure that you meet with him. And I don't know how much he's got. Okay, but I think it'll be worth your while." Almost $7 million, all right, on that referral. I made $70,000 upfront, okay, on that referral, all right? Isn't that what we want? We want to get a text message from our happy, loyal recruit that left the business, or our happy, loyal customer, that kind of deal, all right? So then you just start developing all these streams, and you build your Parthenon of all these different things. And these streams can go on and on and on, all these different areas where you can partner up with people and do things. So the whole idea was, my goal has always been, okay, to do what? Have income that occurs with very little effort. I want to have time and money. I want to create a system that runs without me. That has been my goal from the very beginning. All right. I can tell you guys, I don't think about Primerica all the time. All right. When I was early in the business building it, that's all I thought about. All right. But I don't think about Primerica all the time. Matter of fact, I probably think about Primerica very little. Okay. I do my stuff on Monday and Tuesday. I don't think a lot about it other than that. All right. What I think about is, I want to get my handicap lower. All right. I want to make sure my kids are being successful. All right. Those are things I'm thinking about. All right. So I want to make sure that I have a system that supports me rather than me support it. And the way you do that is you just start thinking of the mindset. I want to make money while I sleep. All right. So we created this whole system, and I say this over and over and over again. Every time I say better way to prospect, you need to think, what is a better way to prospect? You've got the system, Sales Team Pro, to use. What are you doing as a better way to prospect, a better way to set appointments? What are those things? And that's the kind of stuff we're going to talk about when we do this on the weekend. Now, let's talk a little bit more. So you got two revenue streams that I'm going to hit on. Okay. You got agents and you got customers. All right. So you got two revenue streams. So you want to optimize that. So let's take a look. If you were going to optimize your team, and you want, and I want you to think about this, you want to get them better. All right. And I mean, you think about all sports teams, what do? They have coaches, sports psychologists, they've got people helping them work out. Okay. Why are they doing that? Okay. They watch game films. They do everything. The reason they're doing it is they're trying to optimize. Okay. You know, and when you optimize, they try to get a little bit better, because a little bit better might be one more point. Okay. I listened to Tiger Woods talk about his mindset, and he said, you know, what people don't seem to realize about golf is the first shot counts the same as the last putt. But people, when it gets down to the end and that first shot that happened 4 days earlier, they forgot about it. Okay. But that added up to the 4 days that got you to where you're at. And so what he was saying is, he wanted to get everything he could out of every potential situation. That's optimizing in sports, right? Well, with our team, what do we have? More coded people. All right. So if I were going to tell you right now, okay, and I know some of you right on the call, we have a lot of personal producers. All right. And guess what? That's fine. But guys, go get you 10 guys that are personal producers. All right. What if you're making a couple hundred grand a year right now? What would happen if you had 10 guys that did exactly what you did? They didn't recruit many people, maybe not anybody, but they went and did it. Then one day they decide, okay, I'll do it. Well, first thing you need to be thinking about is get more licensed people. Then you get them coded and you get them more productive. So now we get more agents, more coded agents that are more productive. How do we do that? We train them and teach them and do the things we're doing. All right. Then we get more coded agents that are more profitable. That means they're multi-licensed. Okay. They're able to go in there and they understand how to do things on their own. And how do we do that? We train them. We constantly train them with good training. We do all that stuff. And so now we have a system. So then we focus on starting out with our personal activity. We have a recruit code multi-license mindset. Okay. Then we go in and we optimize for our team, making them that much better prospecting, appointment setting, presenting, closing, handling objections, getting referrals, making sure they understand securities. They understand what value add means to their customer, which makes for easy business. Okay. And then they have a mindset of 100% customer service. Who are the customers? It's the rep and the actual end customers. And guys, 100% of our customer, okay, if you go on the internet and you look at Primerica, okay, any negative anything, all came because the person that recruited somebody did not provide the recruit what they thought they would. It's always that. And I always said, what I want to do is if somebody quits Primerica, they will have to look themselves in the mirror and say, the reason I quit, it was my fault. It had nothing to do, okay, with the guy that recruited me. I want to make sure it's my fault to where at the end of the day, they call back years later and they say, man, I sure wish I'd stuck with it, that kind of deal. So when you're going through this mindset, this is what we do. So then what you do is you start applying the strategies. Does that make sense? So what I'm going to do now is we're going to open it up. Let me stop the share and see if we've got some comments. Let's start. We're going to have some of our I told Kristen, I said, look, we got women that are killing it, and I want to hear from them. So let's start. Hey, Wendy, I'm going to call on you first. Comments. Wendy Lucas.
Okay, I'm here.
Hey, I see your golf is improving. I heard saw that comment. That's good.
I shot a 91.
There you go. Moving along. Good.
I know. Yeah, my husband's happy I'm out golf again. So, you know, you made a comment once about expanding your market, right? And so why not do it at the country club? So that's the one thing you can do during COVID. And so our golf course shut down and it's for sale. So we went and joined another one. So now we've just expanded our market. But I've been having I think the last couple months I made over 10 grand last month with my score going down. And I think 17,000 the month before. And I can honestly say it's from client follow-up referrals. We're focusing on recruiting and systematizing it. So we're not working so hard. So I just think of back when my kids were little, if we had a system that we could have plugged into so people didn't have to sacrifice their time with their kids, I think our business would have been tenfold by now. So anyway, that's what we're getting back into, having fun, but definitely prospecting for recruits to get them in the system. So
give us a couple ideas you're doing different right now that you think is really helping.
Well, I just think not babysitting people as much. You know, it's like, here's the system, plug into the system. You know, nobody ever pulled me to a meeting or whatever. So I just think just having more of a system for people to plug into, for clients to plug into for the education. With the COVID thing, we're not able to go to people's houses technically up here in Washington, but just being more strategic. And one of the things I got too was branding, so self-branding. And so I have a friend of mine from a business referral group that asked me to put an ad in. And so Tracy Gellman put together an ad for me and, got me on the front page of a magazine that goes out to 30,000 people. So then I ended up getting a 401k and then I ended up opening another 401k. So there's just that and just knowing that, I can hit a button. So after the Tuesday training, I've got a client referral or a review. And then after that, I'm going to send a campaign out. So from that campaign, I know that I'm going to get responses. So, right. I mean, it's just And you
know? One of them too that you can do with that magazine thing, you can repurpose that. Okay, I'll give you just an example. You know, that should be something you emailed all your customers. Okay.
There you go.
Because what it does is it, hey, guys, credibility is so important. Okay. Credibility is when people walk in and you create this credibility, and then then the trust comes in. You know, that's why I do have a podcast. That's why I've done the radio. I've done all those kind of things. Okay. Get my name out there. All right. So yeah, you can repurpose that. And what you might do is do something on your email signature. Okay. When you send out just your normal email signature, put something in there, you know, as a link and promote the heck out of what that, because that, hey, that right there can go all over the place. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of the things you want to always do is repurpose things that you have already created, you know, change them up, redo them and stuff like that. Okay. Hey, very good. Thank you. Yeah. Cassandra. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. So what's going on?
Awesome. Well, I just think this is such a great system to be a part of, because we're all learning from each other. And one of the things that I love is just the value add. Financial wellness workshops is one of my favorites. So just now we can provide it even when we're on vacation. I just got back from vacation and I got a bunch of emails from clients who received the Labor Day email. And so it's just real great that this is working even when we're off.
Now, where are you at?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Okay. Very good. So is it shut down pretty much up there?
Yeah, for the most part, you know, public places wear masks. You know, we actually rent space from a college and the college is completely shut down.
Okay. So tell me how you're what are you doing to get business with, you know, all the, for the most part, face-to-face stuff not happening?
Just annual reviews with clients, continuing to work the referrals. I get lots of emails from, you know, hey, can you help out my brother, my sister, or my family member? So that's really great. You know, just again, having that professional reputation just continues. We want to do more. You know, one of the things that's exciting to hear Wendy talk about is the pay. I managed securities license, so I can be doing a lot more in that space. And so that's our next focus for the fall, is to start doing more of that.
Very good. Okay. And tell me this. So how do you, when you wake up during the day, what do you do for the most of the growth?
I check my follow-ups. One of the things that we've been doing is utilizing the Reconnect. And so I've already sent out 57 emails for the Reconnect. I have another 167 that's ready to go out actually today from that Reconnect. And just continuing, gosh, I mean, I wish I had this system years ago, because I did a lot of networking. I went to a lot of chamber events, I had booths myself that I spent lots of money in, but I did have a good follow-up system. So now we're just making sure we're using Salesforce Pro. For the first time in my life, I actually have a CRM that I can use on a daily basis that keeps me organized. You know, the in-service distribution, that's one thing that I've used a lot prior to Salesforce Pro, and I'm just that much more organized with it.
Very good. Very good. And here's what you're going to have. You know, one of these days we're going to get open back up. And guys, I want you to think about this. You will create your campaign before you show up to the trade show booth. You'll spend a week in advance. You'll have your whole campaign exactly the way you want it. And then you'll put these names in. And when you put the names in, it'll be an instant follow-up that says, hey, thanks for, you know, stopping by our booth. Here's three things that we can do for you, da 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 da. And you think about that, and you go pick up most of our trade show booths, we get 1,000 names. You know, if we work like a big home show or something like that. So then, as soon as you walk out of there, instant follow up, not having to try to call or do something like that. Thank you. Hey, thank you. Diana. Good morning.
Good morning. Diana,
there you are. Hey, how you doing there this morning?
I'm well, sir. Thank you for asking.
Where are you at?
I'm in Overland Park, Kansas.
In Kansas. Okay, very good. So what's going on?
You know, a lot of great things. I heard just Wendy and Cassandra, though, you right on with how we're using it as well. And some of the things I know when Cassandra was saying she was looking and fell and just always in love with financial wellness, as I was too 17 years ago when I came into Primerica, but it was something that was not embraced. What was embraced was opportunity meetings, and it was so hard to connect. You were compliant with it. You were, you did what you were coached to do, but your heart just wasn't there. At least my heart wasn't there. But now it's like full on, and I love the broadcast because I just, God puts these messages in my head in the middle of the night, and I get up and I type them or I write them out. Campaigns and where our business was struggling so much, we've always done good in securities, but we were struggling in other areas. I mean, the COVID, even though we're well deep into the COVID, we sent that email out, and now, we've gotten people that are starting to say, hey, I'm really starting to think about this now because I'm seeing that people are leaving here as a result of that. I really need to get with you. We recruited the beginning of the month where we had really have not recruited at the beginning of the month in a long, long time. We came into the month full throttle. I had a client come and drop off a $469,000 check to me on Saturday who had attended a wellness, who had came onto a wellness. And so we think outside the box. You have a really, Roy, you just really got my I had that flow going, but listening to you and some of the little jargons you throw out, and I was like, oh, you're talking my slang, right? He's talking to you. Yeah, you're talking to me, right? I don't care how many people on the call. He's talking to me. And so it really kind of just opened up this venue of me wanting to get better in areas that I thought I shouldn't have to get better in. I think Dean Francis and his sons have been really instrumental in that, because I'm not a technical person, but I stopped saying that. So I'm saying, hey, you know what? I'm just as great as Jeremy, and I'm just as great as Christian, because they're teaching me. Even though they're talking over my head most of the time, I'm getting it. But I'm more of a sponge to want to get it. And I think that's what it is. And what this whole thing, this pandemic and, Sales Team Pro and your team, what they have allowed me to do is basically I never have a bad day. But our month last month, we sucked last month. But I never have a bad day, and I never have a bad month, because either I'm learning or I'm moving forward. And so last month it was like, okay, everything that was happening around us, we let a little much too much of it happen within us. And that's what impacted our month. So I woke up and said, hey, whatever's happening around me, happening in me, this thing is made for me. It's made for the moment that I'm in right now. I've got so many great resources as a result of what you guys have created. And so I'm along for the ride. I'm implementing things. I'm messing it up. I'm getting it. But we do a Teachable Thursday as a result of that. Our Teachable Thursdays, we started with like maybe 10 or 15 people on it. Now we're getting 30 and 40 people that are registering. And all we do is we pick a topic like you do on Monday, Fix Your Finance. And we pick a topic and we dialogue. We just don't talk to a slide. We dialogue. And we're being able to connect to the heart. And I think that's what this business is that we're not usual financial firm. We are connectors of the heart, and we tell testimonies. And that's what's so powerful for us here.
Very good. Hey, it's fun. Great job. I mean, and tell me what you do every morning real quick. When you start your day off, what's your gig?
I jump on and I'm typing up a broadcast and I'm perfecting it and adding in the links that I want to add in. I'm sending it out. I think I sent it out to about 406 people at the beginning of the week. I send reminders out. I'm kind of playing with this RMC thing too, to kind of see exactly what they have in that. But the most important thing is that I start the day with the team, our team actually knowing they have a positive thinking leader. And I think that is so important, because they don't want to dialogue with you when they're not doing anything. And the thing is, I want them to be able to know that, hey, listen, we're all not doing something that we should be doing at any given moment of our lives. If it was, I would already be a $10 million earner here, to be honest. So there's always something that we all as leaders aren't doing that we should be doing. So I don't want you to beat yourself up for it. So I started really on a motivational point, because I can tell you the leader that I was in the past, I would beat you up and I would spit you out and I would throw you against the wall and not care if you stuck. But at the leader I am today is that I want to make sure that, that, like what you said, when you leave here, it is never because of something I did. And so that's how we started. It's just motivating and using all of those juices and those resources, the campaigns, the broadcast, you know, starting off with a motivation. You know, I love the fact that we tape these things. I can go back and listen to something that I missed.
Very good. Very good. Hey, guys, isn't this a great, hey, what a great morning we've got. I'm going to call on a few more people, and then I'm going to do one little thing. One of the things you got to always remember, guys, is that, you know, the, if you look at every recruit, okay, as a customer, all right, and treat them that way, what's going to end up happening is you're going to have a great referral source because, look, the products work. Okay. Hey, if somebody buys life insurance and dies, it pays off. If they put money in mutual funds, it works. Okay. But the success ratio in bringing people in the business is going to be very, it's going to be smaller because it requires a lot more effort than just buying something. So if you understand that, why wouldn't you just make sure that every one of those recruits, your goal is that they're treated like a customer. All right. If they stick with you, guess what? They're your biggest customer you're ever going to have. I mean, you go produce a first-generation RVP that's a big earner, they're your biggest customer ever. They should be treated right. But all the ones that leave, okay, should be treated even better because you sold them on making it, okay? They didn't make it. Well, that's fine, okay? You let them get educated. Let them become your biggest resource. And I think that is a big deal on that. Okay, we're going to keep going. Dino, what's up, buddy?
Well, first, Roy, I just want to say I think STP went a whole nother level today with Wendy, Cassandra, and Diana. I'm just blown away. I mean, it's really honestly, it's the power of women. The insight, the focus, the just get it done mentality. It's incredible. And, just, I don't know, big shout out to the three.
And by the way, Dane, by the way, let me interrupt you on one thing. The reason that guys, let me give you the rules here. You got to be a six-figure earner, okay, or make 10 grand in a month before we put you on there. So these people, they earn the right to be on here because they're doing it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we want to hear from all the people that are doing it. And ladies, men, but yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, y'all just rocked the freaking world today. That's what I think the three of you just did. The other thing that's just going through my mind is, especially listening to these three just inspiring women, is it really, they're just proof, Lloyd, utilizing the teaching that is happening here every single week and in these amazing, you know, kickoff meetings at the beginning of the month and Sundays, all this stuff, they are proof that it's in you to do this. Every single person that is involved in this, if you're not at 10 grand a month, expect it in the next 90 days. Expect it to happen. You can't treat this casually. You can't just kind of cross your fingers and hope. But here are three more examples today of people who have taken this and they're doing it. They're doing it, like you used the word apply today, Roy. And I just want to tell everybody it's worth it. I mean, you heard, you know, Roy talk about, I don't think about Primerica all the time anymore, you know? And I was reflecting on that. Like I remember, I mean, I've had those periods of time in my career where it's like, I couldn't think about almost anything else. It was just like totally one focus. But then in time, you build exactly what you said today, Roy. It's our primary aim. That's the Michael Gerber words, right? Our primary aim is to build a business that works without us. And just real quick on this, you have a recruiting mentality in everything that you ever say on this. There's a building replicate mentality in everything that is a part of Sales Team Pro. And I just love the Parthenon because I was taught there's no one thing that works all the time. But everything works a little bit. And it's just our ability. Every time we get that additional idea, something gets laid out here. You know, today now there's a video that you can use to promote the 12-week program. There's a landing page coming soon that's going to just be another thing to put up. that can get a life insurance quote. I mean, these little things, if they just, all these little things keep increasing our business and creating more clients and more recruits without us working, it's incredible. And I'll just finish with this. It's just the power of the daily routine is kind of what I was capturing again from you today. I heard you say it years ago when you said GPS, you got to have a goal, you got to have a plan, and you got to have a schedule. You can, I mean, motivation will get you going, but show me your daily routine. Our future is all found in what we're doing with our time on a daily basis. Anyway, just incredible, incredible day today.
Very good. Hey, and what I want to do, guys, before we, I want to call on some more people, but I do want to show you something real quick on Sales Team Pro that you may or may not be using. And I want to show this to you because we're talking about growing our team and all that kind of stuff. So let me go to the dashboard real fast and hold on here. I thought I had it up already. Hang on 1 second. This way, these are things you can use for your team. All right. So if you look on your team page, okay, so you go to your team right there. All right. You can go in, okay, and you can email your team right there. So you can type an email out, and to give you kind of an idea, let's say you want to make it personalized. You would just go in and let's just say that we're going to do contact first name. If I wanted to, I can even copy that contact first name and put hello and paste it in contact first name. Now it's in the subject line, which gives a more open rate. You can also do the same thing. Okay. If you're going to send out, you know, what, you're going to send those emails out, and you're writing up your personalized email. You can go in when you do the broadcast and you do the custom broadcast. If you wanted to put the person's name, okay, hello, looking forward to can't type, I'm telling you. It's, if I could type, that would be, I need to learn how to do this. Look at that, is that terrible? Okay. Oh gosh, looking forward, you know, to seeing you. All right, dot, 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 dot. So there's your subject line, okay? Hello, John, looking forward to seeing you, whatever. And that, every one of them goes out that way, all right? So this is something you do on your team, so you can send an email, you can stick a link in there if you wanted to, whatever it may be. So that's one way. Then the other thing that you do on your team, you go back to your dashboard. And on your dashboard, if you're not using this, a lot of people don't realize this, but you've got your blog and you go to add your blog post. Okay. That's included as a Sales Team Pro member. You got your blog. It looks just like this. Okay. See where it says right there, Roy Matlick's Bay Shop News. Now, the thing about it, if you wanted to go in there and do a blog post, all you do when you do a blog post, you just go right here to the front page. Go right there, add a new post, all right? And then you put in whatever it is. If you want to include media, media can be a number of things. It can be a company overview. It could be an 8-page presentation. Whatever you have, you can upload files from your desktop. You can put a link in. If you want to go in there and search from a URL, you just do that, and you put in the URL and then post it in there. And then suddenly, as soon as you hit send, as soon as you hit save, okay, what's going to happen is, let me just show you an example. We'll add media. We'll just put that in. All right, and we're inserted into the post. I put a subject line in there, and then all I do is hit preview, and it'll tell me how it looks. Of course, I didn't put it's password protected. But anyway, it'll go in there. And then if I hit publish, guess what? It goes to every one of my Bay Shop reps automatically. Then what they can do is they can go back. Okay, let's go to the, let's just go right here. And then they've got every post forever, all the way back. Isn't that crazy? All right, so a brand new person can come in and look at anything they want to look at, okay? So it goes just like that. So anyway, so thought I'd show that. Okay, let me stop that. So that's a couple things you can use on Sales Team Pro. Arlie, what's up, buddy? You're mute.
All right. Hey, awesome, man. We we're just getting more and more and more excited every single day about, you know, being able to reach out to people. I know yesterday is Labor Day, and, you know, greeting just went out to all of our clients. And, you know, we already get people, you know, giving us response and saying, hey, thanks for the, you know, for the email. And so it's just, you know, if you buy time in people's brain, and if you got a client out there, and last week I picked up several hundred thousand from people that had gotten birthday wishes, and people that are just, you know, people that are sitting out there and all of a sudden they hear from you and you haven't put any effort in, it's on autopilot. And all of a sudden they're calling you saying, come on over, you know, I gotta get another bunch of money invested, or, hey, I want to talk to you about the opportunity. This thing is just like, if you are building a business and you really are a builder and you're using this technology with the high touch and the high tech, I mean, it is absolutely stunning what's happening. Right now, we're getting so many people calling us saying, hey, you know, I've never ever thought about, you know, the kind of opportunity that you have until now, because they didn't realize that it was this good. And a lot of people are just finally waking up and realizing, hey, we got it going, and all we got to do is keep the pedal to the metal. And by using these tools, I mean, it's so easy and it's so much fun that the business has a whole new life. You don't have to sit there and go like, oh yeah, I got to go to work. No, you can't wait to go to work and do a little more communicating and sending out information and people responding. And, you know, I'm sitting here looking at a whole bunch of folks I got to respond to today that I'm not going to leave my chair. I had a guy 5 hours away said, you know, would you come move this pension? I said, do you want me to drive up or do you want me to do a Zoom? And he said, oh, absolutely, a Zoom. And, you know, we did a Zoom, half an hour later, made $5,000 and never left my desk. I'm sitting exactly where I'm sitting today and made $5,000. And I don't need to make the 5,000. I mean, they're paying us a few hundred thousand a month, but it's so much fun that our guys say, why do you do that? Well, what else am I going to do? I can only fly my airplane so much. I can only go on so many little trips. I just finished 2.5 weeks across the country in my motorhome. And, you know, my cell bill came in, or my cell notice came in and said, you spent 5 hours a day on your cell phone. I said, well, that was because I was dialed into webinars the whole time I was driving for 2.5 weeks. And all we did was business as we drove down the road and visited clients and visited friends and had a great time. Where else could you do this? What other business on earth could you do this? Roy, I just have to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We have never, ever imagined entering this kind of an environment at this time in our lives when we can stay this pumped and excited about what's coming. And what's even here that we're getting results on right now. It's amazing. I'll turn it back to you.
Hey, thank you. Hey, guys, things are, we are going to kick it off and kill it this weekend. Ed Randall, are you excited about this weekend?
I'm excited about this weekend, boy, and I stay excited. I mentioned this in a previous get-together, but I want to mention it again. What we have created here, and certainly you're the one that's driven it to this point, is the ultimate mastermind group. You know, we were taught that early in our careers. So if we read Think and Grow Rich, that was essential to building any business, didn't matter what it was, to surround yourself. You already talked about it this morning. Surround yourself with people who not only can you delegate to, but you delegate to people who do it better than you do. We're continually learning how to get better and better. And now we pass it on. Watch these three ladies this morning be so professional, understand what's going on. It is so motivating. I guess that's the only word I can come up with. Even for an old timer like me, been around forever, I listen to this and think, man alive, this company and these people have got such unbelievable futures. Just because they've gotten together and the door's been open to people like Diana and Wendy and Cassandra. And even though they're not in their best yet, okay, they're going to be a whole lot bigger than they are now. But on the other hand, what a treat it is to see people coming along, young people coming along to build this company future. Man alive, I'm just happy to be taking a ride, baby.
Sunday night, hey, buddy. Ed's going to be running that. Real quick, Ray Binkley, real fast. Right. Go ahead, Marlon. Go ahead.
One thing. Canada is completely out of the loop on the Saturday because we have a convention going on up here, a Canadian convention. And so we have our own several thousand people joining. And so I'm sorry we can't be on your kickoff, but I'm telling you, that is one of the greatest things you do is that kickoff meeting. And I am feeling really bad that it's right over.
Well, hey, here's the good news. We're going to have it recorded for all the
Nice.
There you go. Awesome. You can do that. And real quick, Ray Binkley, 1 minute, and then Tommy Lee, finish it. We're out of here.
You got it, man. You know what? I mean, the phraseology has changed, but not the message. Art used to say, and you said it, but in a different way, you said, you know, do something every day. Art used to say, put ink on paper every single day. Remember that? Recruit by day, sell by night. And really, you did evolve. And I looked at that packet, and I'm sure you're going to show that to everybody else. Over the last 25 years, I showed that to somebody that knows a little about the business. And they went page by page and they go, this damn guy is on it. And I said, it was written 25 years ago. So the goal is the IPA, income producing activity. That's what we've done. That's what it's evolved into. You're doing it, brother.
And by the way, guys, I've had people say, hey, are you going to post this? I will. But rather than post it, I'm going to go through it and I'll post it as we go. And then that way you kind of get a more in the mindset of it. So it's, we'll do that over the next several weeks. Okay, Tommy Lee, where you at, buddy? We always got to hear.
Hey, the girls actually just killed it. I mean, they were just the highlight of the day. And I love what you just said about, you know, we don't want our we want our business to not become a distraction and actually have our business enhance our life, not become a distraction in our life. And I think that, you know, most business owners, their business is a distraction. And what you've put in place for us is allowing our business to grow. And the more we do, the more we can do, the more we can plug in. There's no limit on activity. I mean, wherever you are, you have your Sales Team Pro thing. You can click on it. You got follow-ups. It's just unlimited activity. Just like Arlie said, it's not – like, I don't feel like I'm like going to work. I'm like, man, I can't wait to get to what I got to do with all the follow-ups. And I haven't really utilized a broadcast that much, but I'm going to. There's just so many things. And with these new things that you're doing with all the landing pages, I got an appointment in South Carolina from that with one of my buddies that moved there, and he owns a construction company. So it's just amazing, dude. What you've put together here is I can't even imagine how much money we're all going to make. And have a life. That's the thing. It's not about just making the money. It's really about having the freedom in the life. So great job, girls, and great job, Roy, and everybody else.
Hey, guys, real quick. We're over Saturday morning. Crank up. Get your team on there. We'll be doing that. And then Sunday night, we got Ed. And with that being said, we're going to cut it off. I'll talk to you this weekend. See you guys.